In Britain, daycare workers are told to report racist toddlers to the police. By Christian K. Caruso on May 7, 2026. Nurseries in Wales have been instructed to report incidents of toddlers engaging in racist behaviour to the police in accordance to taxpayer-funded guidelines backed by the Welsh Labour-run British government. The guidelines are reported to contain an extensive list of instructions for childcare workers to respond to racist incidents involving babies, toddlers, and children below the age of 12 and assess if an event would constitute a hate crime before reporting the case to the British police. It is stated the instructions' ultimate goals is to turn childcare centres into anti-racist environments in accordance to a series of woke initiatives and precepts spearheaded by the leftist government in the devolved Welsh Regional Parliament. The Telegraph detailed that some of the anti-racist instructions listed in the guidelines include calling the UK's 999 emergency number or speaking to the police about the racist incident and taking actions alongside law enforcement while ensuring that all records of the incident are detailed. Should an event not be deemed as a hate crime, the childcare workers are instead urged to take other actions, such as offering age-appropriate learning support opportunities for the perpetrator or refer to a flowchart to explore disciplinary routes should the toddlers involved exhibit resistance. The text asks workers to question how much they understand what unconscious biases are and how competent they perceive themselves on addressing or reporting racism among children/adults. A risk assessment may be undertaken against the threat of racism within the context of what the guidelines reportedly define as a changing political context and racist demonstrations taking place across the UK. The guidelines reportedly state that, since the Welsh childcare workforce is overwhelmingly white, nearly all of the staff will have the privilege of not having to think about the day-to-day microaggressions and systemic and institutional racism. The document also contains a series of woke diversity-related directives and suggests that childcare staff ask themselves how well do they understand what white privilege is and how it can affect their lives and that of others. Childcare staff is instructed to ensure that child spaces contain books, dolls, posters, and other items that are suitably diverse and which make their anti-racist stance visible all the way down to even what available snacks there are at the center. Additionally, it suggests to workers that toileting practices vary across cultures, asserting, these practices may be very different from your own, but it does not make them unsanitary or incorrect. Use this range of resources daily to give children the opportunity to explore diversity in a positive, supportive and playful way, the guidelines reportedly read, per the Telegraph. The guidelines are part of the broader ongoing efforts of Wales' leftist government to achieve an anti-racist nation by 2030. Launched in 2024, the programme says it is moving Wales towards building an inclusive and equitable society for all our Black, Asian and minority ethnic people and communities in Wales. In that same year, the Welsh government funded and launched an anti-racist set of guidelines for local childcare centres developed by organisations including the Diversity and Anti-Racist Professional Learning Organisation, DARPL. Since 2021, DARPL has reportedly received more than £1.3 million from the Welsh government. Former Welsh mental health and early years leader Jane Bryant praised DARPL and CWLWM's work to progress the Welsh government's anti-racist plan goals during a 2024 conference, where she stressed that her work included embedding anti-racist principles the curriculum and provision, training educators and practitioners to recognize and challenge their own biases, and creating environments that celebrate diversity and promote inclusion.